From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Barack Obama unveiled his $75 billion plan aimed at dealing with the nation's foreclosure crisis today. Traveling to Arizona, the president said while the plan will not save every home, it could help as many as 9 million people remain in their homes and prevent even more from going into foreclosure.
We're not just helping homeowners at risk of falling over the edge, we're preventing their neighbors from being pulled over that edge too, as defaults and foreclosures contribute to sinking home values and failing local businesses and lost jobs.
The president chose Arizona to unveil the plan because it is one of the states that has been hardest hit by the housing crisis. Among other things, the administration's plan would seek to provide incentives for lenders to cut mortgage payments for homeowners on the brink of foreclosure. It would also provide more money for mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to backstop the refinancing of problem loans. Construction of new homes dropped to a record low last month. Builders saw slowdowns in all areas of the country. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports.
Construction of new homes and apartments dropped nearly 17% in January. The slowdown was most evident in the Northeast, where building activity plunged nearly 43%. It was down 29% in the Midwest and nearly 13% in the South. Housing starts dropped more than 6% in the West to the slowest pace since 1966. The numbers from the Commerce Department reflect the country's deepening economic recession and rising foreclosures in states such as California, Arizona, Nevada, and Florida. In addition, applications for building permits dropped nearly 5% last month, also to a record low. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she wants to further develop a partnership with Indonesia. She's visiting Jakarta on her week-long swing through Asia. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
Indonesia is the world's most populous Muslim state, and Clinton says it was no accident that she came here on her first trip abroad as Secretary of State.
As I travel around the world over the next years, I will be saying to people, if you want to know whether Islam, democracy, modernity, and women's rights can coexist, go to Indonesia.
She was speaking at a dinner with members of Indonesia's civil society and joked that the one question she keeps getting is when President Obama will pay a visit. He spent part of his childhood here. Clinton also said the U.S. hopes to send Peace Corps volunteers back to Indonesia soon and is upgrading relations with a regional organization based here, ASEAN. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Jakarta.
British officials say all 18 people aboard a civilian helicopter that went down into the North Sea have been rescued. Britain's Maritime and Coast Guard Agency said the chopper ditched as it was heading to an offshore oil platform 120 miles east of the Scottish city of Aberdeen. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 3 points, the Nasdaq lost 2 points. This is NPR. Attorney General Eric Holder will be making a trip to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba next week. The visit is part of an Obama administration effort to shut down the detention facility within a year. Holder told reporters today he will travel on Monday to the military base, where he hopes to get a first-hand look at the facility, as well as talk to Guantanamo officials about detention and interrogation techniques. Meanwhile, the U.S. Appeals Court today reversed a ruling that would have transferred 7 detainees at the site. While there's no evidence the men plotted or fought against the U.S., the military says the detainees have ties to a militant group that has demanded separation from China. Police chief in the embattled Mexican border city of Juarez across from El Paso, Texas, has been assassinated. He is the third police chief to be gunned down there in 13 months. NPR's Jason Bobian has that story.
Municipal Police Chief Sacramento Perez Serrano was riding in a military pickup truck when gunmen in three other vehicles opened fire. Police say they found more than 100 bullet casings from high-caliber weapons at the scene. Chief Perez Serrano and three of his bodyguards were killed, according to a municipal spokesman, before they even had a chance to defend themselves. Perez Serrano was an army captain who had been brought in from southern Mexico to head the Juarez police after his two predecessors were also ambushed and killed. Juarez is the epicenter of a drug war that claimed more than 5,000 lives nationwide in 2008. The local newspaper El Diario reports that with this current assassination, 16 cops and soldiers have been killed in Juarez since the beginning of the year. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
Goodyear Tire and Rubber is the latest auto industry-affiliated company to announce job cuts. The Akron, Ohio-based company says it will eliminate nearly 5,000 jobs. Goodyear recently reported losses of $330 million in the fourth quarter. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.